866-8883.
Oh, what sweet music that is. But it's all true. We hurt the ones we love. And the reason is because we don't know what love is. And here we go. I'm Roy Masters, and if you want to call and talk to me and just tell me the name of the sickness, like cancer or whatever, just give me the name of it, what the doctors named it, and I'll show you how to understand what is going on inside you. And once you see it, bingo, you start to get better. And I just want to say, for what it's worth, this apartment, that cancer is the easiest disease to overcome if you understand the origin of it and how it is maintained. Now, what I want to also talk to tonight, I think, this is just a little beginning. The program is broken up, and there's 4 minutes or 5 minutes in the beginning, and I'm missing people, so I have to sometimes repeat myself in the second part of this program. But what I want to talk about is a very simple thing, and it is not wanting to be wrong. Not wanting to be wrong. Well, what I'm saying is, somehow, I shall discuss it when we come back after this small break that's going to be coming up in a few minutes. But we need to understand the danger of trying to make ourselves better. In other words, if you have any anxiety and guilt, if you have doubt, which is opposite to faith, exactly opposite. A pound of doubt, let me put it in that terms, is equal to a pound of faith. And so you have 2 pounds of being broken and trying to fix yourself, and the more you try to fix yourself, you've got 3 pounds. And it goes on like that forever, and you cannot save yourself. Do you want me to talk about this? How many people have doubt and try to struggle doubt? How many people want to be right in a good way? A lot of people want to be right and push you down and build themselves up. No, I'm saying decent people can feel guilt and have a lot of doubt. And the fact they have a lot of doubt is very disturbing. And you try harder to overcome that doubt. But the more you try, the worse you become. The more guilty you become, and you don't understand it. It gets so frustrating. You can die from just this one thing. How many people understand what I'm talking about? I'll ask the questions that you should be asking. 800-866-8883, if you want to call. I want to discuss this with you as many ways as I can. And if you'd like to jump in and say, Roy Masters, I hear what you're saying. What can I do? The answer would, of course, be nothing. But then how do you do nothing? The answer is, now, this is coming to Christmas. I love Christmas. I don't like the way we go about it, but I'll talk about that some other time. But the Christian, the pure Christianity, is absolutely beautiful. I just opened a Bible I have in front of me, and anywhere I open it, it's something I can see deeply. For example, I'm not a Bible thumper. I love what's in this Bible. But I love it not because I can read it and read it and memorize it and memorize it and push my chest out and say, look at how much I know about this Bible. I can tell you anything. And just tell me and examine me and I'll show you. No. What I'm taking is what is one paragraph. Is the joy of happiness. And if you understand it, if just a paragraph or two, it's magic. We're coming back now. Don't go away.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Hello. This is coming towards Christmas, and I'm looking at the Bible a little bit more. But what I really want to talk to you about is not found in the Bible, but it's there. And for example, let me tell you what I want to do first. I want to help you overcome your fear. Let me say it again. You all have doubt. You all sometimes feel that there's something wrong. And you'd be right to realize something's wrong. But when you try to be right, which you don't know what it is really, you really don't know what right is and you don't know what love is, nobody knows it. Only when you come to understanding Jesus, and I'm a Jewish boy, don't get excited. I understand him. I understand right through his soul to the Creator that gave him birth. To us. Look, let me just give you an example. Everybody has guilt. There's nobody, hardly anybody, who has no guilt. We should find the way to have no guilt. But the trouble is, the tendency when we feel guilty is because we've reacted wrong. And little understanding, I should say, that is how we could ever survive. Because if you look very carefully, the horror of America, I know our President Trump loves America, so do I, but it's gone to pieces. It's not the same America I came to almost 70 years ago. It was just a different world. People were beautiful, and you had bad and good on both sides a little bit, you know, but to most part it was magic and beautiful. When I look at it today, and I've always warned everybody about this, it's scary, dangerous, but this is not what I want to talk about. The danger I want you to discover is to tell you that if you feel guilty about something, you know something's wrong with you. That's good. You know something's wrong with you, but you don't know what it is. I'm going to tell you what it is. But let me tell you, if you feel that guilt, anxiety, and everybody will have it sooner or later. Everybody. Because when you come into the world, how many times have I said this? When you come into the world as a baby, the world comes into you. And I said, always we had, when we come into the world, we had a gift with us. Every baby. I'm sure Adolf Hitler had it until he completely lost it and went the other way. But we can also lose it too. We can lose it to our parents. And in the Jewish Bible, it says, honor your mother and father. And then you might say, hey, just a minute. I hate my father. I hate my mother. These days you have a lot of angry, hateful parents. Lots. 80% divorce rate. Go figure it. And that's not just the beginning. Okay. I've got a caller. May I put this aside, because I think I'd like to be able to talk to people. Just for one. I love to sit quietly and speak from what comes from my heart. I'll get back to this. Would you please hold Marion in Boston just a few minutes, just so I can finish what I started in just a few minutes ago. I want you to understand, here it is, when you come, you know how many times I've said this if you've been listening to me, but these words are very important. They lead to this way and then that way. It always leads to something that if you try to fix it, it will get worse. Let me say this now again. When you come into the world, this is how you feel guilty. This is where the first guilt comes from, I guarantee you. Your first guilt comes not because you are a sinner. You're a baby. And you come into the world with a gift. You really do. And I'll give it a name. Intuition. Let me say that sweet word. Intuition. In other words, tuition from within. It means you can take your children out of the classrooms and the big classrooms. I'm losing a little bit of words here, and forgive me. But you need to, they don't have to go to these places to learn. The truth is that when you come into the world will come into you. And the reason why the world comes into you, because your mother and your father inherited, they're standing in their shoes. And every generation since paradise was lost, the parents infiltrate the children, and thinking they know what love is, destroy them. Go ahead, you better stand by me just a little bit longer. Don't be scared, because what you have is a situation of Eve having never had the love taken out of her. She was the one that pulled a man, husband, anybody, but see, I'm trying to make a point here. Adam. She spoke to him and drew him away from his creator, and so he joined her, that which spoke through her to him. And if you look very carefully, see, when the children come into the world, you come into the world with two sinners, Adam and Eve. Adam is guilty, and Eve is guilty, but she's more in charge of him, more powerful. And there's misery there. If you look very carefully, you will see that when you come into the world, when you come into the world, you come into the world with something they lost, and the child that mother bears is called intuition. And so the child, every child, you, madam, you, sir, were born with a gift. But how did you lose that gift? You lost it through your stupid mother, stupefied, and weak or bullying father, who wants the love from her when he is really lust for her. And so you have trouble right away. She doesn't understand she's still Eve. And he doesn't understand what he comes into the world, but both, woman and man, both of you have intuition. And so, but what causes you to be guilty is the fact that mother was the extension of her mother, and her mother was the extension of her mother, always going back to one place where origin the men and women came from. In other words, in the commandments, Ten Commandments says, honor your mother and father, that your days may be the long, and it goes on. Then you might say to yourself, here it is, what do you mean? That doesn't make any sense when you're my father, beat me to death, and practically, and my mother did this and did that, I can never forgive them. But it runs around in your head, and because when you came into the world, there was a point where your intuition kicks in. And when it kicks in, you see your parents for what they are, but they don't see this about themselves. Did you hear what I have to say? You are 3 or 4 years old, you're 2 years old, you're 1 year old, and you may actually have intuition at 1 year and see what's wrong with your parents. They can't see it. The other generation they came from, they can't see it. And go all the way back to Paradise Lost. Nobody needs to understand, but mother thinks that if she cuddles and gets a lot of warmth to the baby, or the baby gets a bit of warmth to her, that's love. No, it's not. Now, I challenge you to call me somewhere today or tomorrow or whenever to push me to give you the answer to that. I'm going to give you part of it right now. And so, if you could live, I can say this for my own self, I came into a family, and maybe I was meant. And I want you to find out what is meant. And I don't want you to hate your mother and father. I don't care how bad they are. Because they did not know what they did. Mother didn't know what love was. How many mothers have called me and said, my daughter doesn't love me anymore. I'm 62, I'm 72, and she doesn't want to hear. I said, I've always been good to her. No, you haven't. You've been manipulating her. You're looking for her to fill yourself with from her love for you. But that's a form of slavery. You're supposed to let your children go. You bring them up and let them go. Have a life of their own. You don't want to draw anything from them. You've done your job and you're happy and you've been a good parent. But there's hardly any good parents. Hardly any good parents. I know you do your best. And I'm talking to people now that can hear what I'm saying. Did you or did you not see your parents in that light? You see your father as a weakling or a bully. They're both bad. He has a need, but that's not love. That's something ugly. I can't find the word for it all of a sudden. Lust, not love. It's always lust. And it pulls Eve, whatever is beyond Eve, up into himself. Through her. Poison. And so, here comes the birth. And here comes the child out of the womb. And the child is subject to mother. And that child will forget. For every child, I don't see one that is otherwise. They are subject to the mother that does not let them go. She loves this child so much, she wants to hold on to it to fill an emptiness from her child. One of them can be rebellion and run away and never come back. And the other one will be appeasing mother and become a slave of mother. And you have no life of your own. And then you get irritated with your own children, etc., etc. See? And so, the reason why you have guilt is because when you come into the world represented by your mother and father will crush you. Your mother will love you too much, and you can feel the pull. She wants something from you because it's missing from her to her mother, and she's going to take it to you, and that child will grow up to be a mother that does the same thing to the kids. So on and so forth. You see, the tendency is, but it's beautiful if you let me share this just a little bit more. When you come into the world you live in, the country you live in, is a thing that is. If you come into Borneo, for example, you'd be a cannibal, eat people. That'd be perfectly normal. You can make people do anything. But the anything I'm talking about is always wrong, never right. And one of the things that is really wrong is that you come into the world, the culture of the world gets inside you, and you take on the identity of your mother or your father, but mostly your mother. Because she gives forth a child, and the child tends to cling to that for a while. And clinging for that is caused by mother being too loving and wanting to hold her and be fulfilled from the little child and take the energy away from her and make her a slave, while the other kids will run away. They can feel the pull. See? Now both are guilty, but not guilty because they did wrong. What caused you to have anxiety? What took away the business of finding your purpose, which is to find eternal life? In other words, you have to break away. Or parents need to learn what it means about what I'm speaking about. It can't be said too much in one evening. But the guilt you feel is the hatred of your mother. It's the hatred of your father, because when you are just a year old, or 2 years old, or 3 years old, and you watch your mother and father, they're both no good. They can't see it. And when you react to it, you will react to it, the injustice. You see all the injustice. And I won't tell you what all the injustice is. You know it. It varies from person to person. Being bullied and being strapped, or being ignored, whatever. Being degraded. Having been loving too much your mother, and you can't get away, and you feel guilty because you want to give something to your mother, and your mother wants more. and you can't get enough. And you feel like a slave, and then you get angry. Oh, bang, there it is. And when you feel bang, you feel guilty. When you feel guilty, you will go give to your mother, and you become a slave of your mother, and you become an image of your mother, and that's the next generation. Or you become a bully person, or you run away. And there's a reasoning to that too. What I'm saying, see, is you have somewhere in you intuition, meaning it's a gift you have when you were born. And because you have this gift, you have a light very close to the beginning of your life. When you were young, you had more intuition, more than your parents ever had, because they have grown up with a lot of horror and cruelty and confusion. And when they have a baby, they feel like, oh, I've got something wonderful, I'm going to bring him up. But you don't. You've lost yourself to your own parent. And you don't see it. You look to fix yourself by manipulating your children, making them obey you, or loving them too much. And that person feels the pull and wants to run away. Am you hearing what I'm saying? What that gift is first of all, the anger towards your parents, which always becomes that. You run away from your parent, or you can't live with them, but you can't live without them. That's horrible. And those relationships have different variations. Because once you become a bit appeaser, you'll be appeasing to everybody. But let's keep to this for a little while, then I'll take my call. You have not, when you come into the world, when the world comes into you through your parent and your failing father, he doesn't intervene, all he wants is sex. I get it. And we won't go into that any further, because I'm falling away from what I really want to tell you. Every child comes into the world with intuition, innocence, pure innocence. In the scriptures it says, unless you find yourself as a little child, you can no ways enter the kingdom of God. It means you've got to go and find that. It's there. I'm talking to you about it. You had it one time. You saw the parents, and the parents didn't see themselves, and the power of the parent was more than the child can bear, and she hates the parents. And that's your guilt. They made you guilty and make you doubt yourself. Now the danger is trying to make yourself clever, trying to make yourself better in many different ways. Going to a great school and getting a lot of money, or run around looking to people that you can help, as if you could. But the more you try to help people, the worse they get. You cannot. It's not possible to fix people if you're not fixed yourself. But you may not know you're fixed. All you need is, I want to be the best person. I want to be good. A lot of you, you want to be good. I understand that. But you're not going about it the right way. Don't go away. Hello again. I just want to say a few more, and I appreciate Marion in Boston. It's so important. Now, having said that, You have to, if you just join the program, this program starts again. We have three programs going out to everybody, but maybe you only get one. But I'm sure you could get this one, this first one. I'm talking about your guilt and how your guilt and your doubt came about instead of having faith, which is important. Doubt is from the dark side, in others is on the bright side, faith. Now, when you experience, when you can hear what I'm saying, you are not guilty. Your mother has passed her guilt and your father on to you. And you try not to be like them. But the more, in other words, you've got something wrong with you. And you have a lot of doubt. And you have a lot of guilt. And you want to be right. Is that correct? But the trouble is, the reason why you have intuition is because sooner or later you're going to see what's wrong, and the reason why you can't make yourself right again. I warn you, if you decide that you're not going to be like your mother, you're not going to be like your father, I'm going to be a good father, I'm going to be a good mother, you do not want that is anymore, because they made an identity inside you from them and taken you away from intuition. But you still have a sense of it. Can you hear me? Over, please. Are you listening? Do you try to make yourself do good? Do you know what good is? Do you think that trying to make yourself good is salvation? No, it isn't. The more you try to be good, the more people take advantage of you. The more people take advantage of you, the more you get upset. The more you get upset, the more guilt you got. And the more guilt you got means, I just got to try again. I'm going to try again to my husband. I'm going to give him all he wants. And the more you give him all he wants, makes you a slave. And then you get angry again. Because your love doesn't make him any better. It only gives him a bit more power. Makes him, emboldens him. I've said it so many different ways. Now, listen carefully. You have intuition. Can you see your parents did not know they were destroying you? Yes or no? Honor your father and mother. Now you understand you've got to let your mother and father go because you're in the same place. You are in the same place. And when you get married, there it is again. And again. And again. It never stops. It has all kinds of problems. Thousands of them. I'm talking right to the nut right there. I ask you to stop trying to blame your parents because they couldn't see it. And if you get married, you will do the same thing, and without realizing you're doing it. Without realizing you're doing it. Get it. Without seeing it. It's a hypnotic state. The shock. If I want to control somebody, all I have to do is shock them. Bang. And they don't know what hit them. I will own that person. That is a hypnotic state. You get hypnotism can be done by teasing and appeasing somebody, planning to like you and give you something, and you have to give something back. Or you have the other one. You get reaction. You get upset. And the more you get upset, the more you complete the process of trying to get better or better over the other person. I say this. You have not committed sin. You have been broken. You have been robbed, but not purposely. Your parents were robbed. Your parents are lost. And your parents. But you still have something here. You have something in you that's actually recognizing what I'm saying. That's your intuition. Is Roy Masters telling you the truth? That you came into the world and you could see the injustice. Could you see the injustice? Why parents would love the one that loved them, and because you are different, they don't like you because you won't love them like the other kids do. They could go along with mother, go along with her, and just play with them, with her, so to speak. Not really, you know, sort of smirking and getting what he wants. But the parent would always resent the child. And why does she recognize the child? Because the darkness in her is hated by the illumination of the child. And then she puts it out and makes her doubt himself. I'm the parent. You listen to me. You don't know what you're talking about. See, that kind of thing. How many parents are still following me? How many parents that don't like me? I don't care if you don't like me. I can bring you around if I can just bring you around this one thing. The Hebrew scripture. Honor your mother and father. You came into the world, that's it. They got whatever they did wrong, you're here. And you have an opportunity to discover the meaning of life. That's what I'm here helping you. And hating your mother and father will make you extend, and those that you will be the extension of them. And it never stops. It's got to stop here. It brings out all kinds of diseases and civil war and everything. Please consider your parent, even though she hated you, even though she was evil, even though your mother was a father was a drunk and a no good person and run around with other women. Do not drop. Revenge is mine, saith the Lord. I will pay back. And they're asking you to forgive your mother and father, because you can't forgive. Only God forgives. He is giving, a giver. He gives you that intuition. I'm telling you, don't be resentful to your, just realize if you are resentful, it continues through you and you won't see it. You'll fall in love, or it will fall out of love again. It will go on and on forever, generation after generation, misery and suffering and war, sickness and diseases of every kind. Back again. Can you hear me? Can you go back? Are you not, when you're listening to me, able to understand that you were a little child and you saw them, and and your parents saw you seeing them and confused you? And then that confusion, you try to be, oh mom, and you try the best, but it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's too late. But it's not too late now. I say you cannot survive and find perfection until you can let your parents go. But when you hear me saying this, this is not out of a normal thing. In other words, all of a sudden you see, oh, my parents couldn't see it. And I'm a parent, I'm beginning to see that I'm just the extension of my mother or father. But no one talks to you like this. That's why you never find it. Do you understand this? And so, just waking up. And why do you wake up? It's because you have found that part of you that's in the scripture that says, unless you become as a little child again. As a little child, you can no way enter the kingdom. So trying to fix yourself isn't any good. All he's asking you is to drop your resentments, that's called judgment, and forgiveness, because you're playing God. You can't play God. And see, it traps you. Both of those trap you. All I'm asking is, look at your parents. Ah, I see that. My father took me with this terrible belt and beat me to death practically. Oh, I'm still here. He didn't know what he was doing. He really didn't. He's in a hot hypnotic state for the rest, whole of his life. And she, likewise. And the he's and she's go on and on. America, if you can hear my voice and get others to listen to what I'm saying, we can start something so beautiful. But beginning with you, don't struggle. Look at your parent and see that they can't see. They're being programmed to the dark side of the force. They're in a hypnotic state. That is my business. I am an expert hypnotist, but I understand what hypnotism is. It's very common. And you've been hypnotized just by reacting to your mother, hating your mother, loving your mother too much, giving too much of yourself. And it looks like love, but it isn't, slavery. And sooner or later, you're going to feel the anger and the guilt to run away from your parent, even though she needs you. You have to have a life. But you won't have a life until you understand what I'm saying. All you need is listening to this Roy Masters here. It's not me that's talking. It's him talking through me to you. I don't want you to put me on a pedestal, please. Don't put me on a pedestal. Otherwise you make me into a god, and then you become the god maker, greater than a god, and then you have a wrong relationship with me. I want you to find your creator. I can do this. Trust me. Am I right? Oh, I see that. But you don't. I see that my mother couldn't help it. I see my father couldn't help being a weasel or a bully. I can see it. And they're dead. And they're dying. Now, there's a possibility to measure up to them later on, to help them. But you first, can you hear me? You don't look at them, just look at them and watch what happens. Watch what happens. Just realizing, don't resent, they couldn't help it. And why would you have to forgive them? For they know not what they do. Do you hear the scripture? Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Leave it to God to forgive and judge. Leave it to Him. Don't try to fix her. Don't try to fix your children. You won't need to, because having understood what Roy Masters is saying to you, is God moving through me? He's talking to you. I'm not making this up. I understand it, but I have no way of explaining it. It's except I speak to you the words He puts into my mouth. And I'm an old man, and sometimes I've found it a little bit. Forgive me for that. I'm doing the best I can, because it has to be real. I can't read it off a book. I just want to read this. I started to read this, and it was when Jesus was at the water, and it was the woman at the well, and the woman says to him, "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with; the well is deep. From whence then hast thou come from living water?" Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and the drink thereof for himself and his children? In other words, he invented the wells. That was a wonderful thing. And but then Jesus says to the lady, whoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him or her shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Now, how many people reading your Bible understood that? You want me to read it again? Whoever drinketh the water I shall give him or her shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Do you understand? The scriptures, if you understand them and put them together, or just take one and see what it means, I'm trying to say that you have water. It's like a light within you when you listen to my words. And if you close your eyes, please, if you close your eyes and look at your eyelids in a dark room, you will see little pixels moving across the screen of the mind. But the ability, if you're in a dark room with your eyes closed and doing what I'm telling you, the reason why you can see the pixels, which are like a thumb drive to a computer, lots of information going there, and you don't know what it is, it's nourishing everything. It's programmed. But you can actually see your brain. You're disconnected from the brain. The soul is disconnected from the brain. And because it's done that, it no longer subject to the world. In that moment, you are there. If you can hold it, be still. Be still. Don't try to fix anything. The 7-minute meditation helps you to do this, but I'm just starting to the people who are listening for the first time. Close your eyes. Look at the pixels. You're in a dark room. Where's the light coming from? It's coming from within you. And they're coming from... And those of you who have intuition have recovered your childhood, your child nature. The way you, in other words, it's there somewhere. It's just a matter of how old you are to hunger and thirst for righteousness and hear a man on the radio saying, just to be still. And then you say, well, what is being still? Being still to know I am God. What does still mean? Being still is when you close your eyes, look at the pixels moving across the screen, and the fact that you could look at them means there's another light. That's all it. Once you start to see it, it begins to grow from one thing to another. In the beginning, you're going to see these pixels or thoughts coming to you, and you look at them and they disappear. No fighting, nothing. Really, just waiting. Just do that. Let the light overcome the darkness and your troubles and your suffering and your anger, right? And anger, resentment, judgment is mine, saith the Lord. That will come in right there. It won't necessarily speak to you, but all of a sudden everything goes away, all the resentment to your parents, and wow, you're seeing a light. And it's just a little light, but it doesn't take a lot. A thumb drive has a lot in it. But the magic of being still, because you see, when you're looking at your light, looking at your eyelids, and you're seeing those little pixels, that it's program. It's what it really is. But you've disconnected your soul from the brain and reconnected to God Himself, because as the light is coming through you, that's why you can see you see those pixels moving, which is basically little programs like a thumb drive to a computer. But the fact that is, you are still. That looking at your eyelids is disconnecting you from your monkey brain. Because as long as you are connected to the monkey brain from the reaction you had as a child, you will be subject to the world forever. I'm giving you this opportunity to go to my website and get Be Still, not to Be Still. Oh, this one is only 7 minutes. No charge, no cost. A support if it works for you, of the foundation, so other people can find it, and no other reason. Don't put me in the pedestal. What is coming through me is a gift to you. I never stop. I always have the energy to do it forever and forever. I want to live to 150. I will still be sitting behind this machine, I suppose. I guess there's much better things later on, but this is just all I can say to make the point. Do you understand the 7-minute meditation on your iPhone? You'll find it, 7-minute meditation. You have it there already. All you do is press the button, it's there. And sit quietly, and you see what it means to be still. You're not in the world anymore. You've disconnected from your brain, and you've moved towards God. You've moved. You're going backwards, but relativity says you're going forward towards Him again. And He will give you, change your blood. It will change the energy by which you function like an animal in conflict with your human. And if you don't understand this and keep struggling with your problems as if you had the power to make everything better, then you will go to the grave and serve you right, because what I've said is so pure in its outreach to you. Okay? All right, we got 10 minutes left. 5 minutes. Tell Mary, it's Marian, I appreciate her waiting all this time. But I opened my eyes and the program was over. Would you have a call to me the first thing on tomorrow? Oh, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, what I was saying to you is very clear and very simple. And all your problems will disappear if you just let the God take care of that for you. And let Him be the extension of me, who is the extension of Him. And you be the extension by the very presence of that light inside you. Your children will love you again. 800-877-3227. Would you like to call on weekdays? That's our phone number. And you can donate, Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 972. Let me say it again. 800-866-8883. That's it. 800-866. No. I have to start again. 800. No, it's not that easy. You see what happens to you when you get lost in trying to help people? I really have forgotten it now. It's Post Office Box 1000. There it is. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Now I can repeat it. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. And you can go to my website, fhu.com. And if you want to go to my Facebook, if you study that Facebook from beginning to end, you will be educated. Educate means to bring forth from within. If you could just watch how interesting everything is, and the videos, it always gives a reason for it. The first thing you'll see is Roy Masters giving a piece of bread to create a serious problem. You'll see it. A piece of bread creates what looks like a problem and is a solution. You'll see it. 800. 877-32-27. Please support the program with your donations. Thank you very much for listening to this broadcast. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thank you very much. Over and out. Live? Good. All right. Well, let me do that. May I suggest you really go to my Facebook? It's very interesting, the things that I have done in my life, showing you how hypnosis is and how you can make people do anything you want and they don't see that you're doing it. It's so much information. Just go there and Roy Masters Facebook, and you get videos and various discussions that will help you to become a better person with any effort at all. Oh, I see that. Oh, I see that. I never saw it before. But the minute you see it, you've got back your innocence. Keep it pure. Don't resent anybody. Don't try to save anybody. Just your presence will do. And now I can give you the number again. I thought the program was just about to expire, and it wasn't. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. It's given me an opportunity to say it more than once. There's something good about this. And then there's 800-877-3227. And business hours, West Coast time. Thank you very much. And there's the music. And I'm tired. We're gonna have a nice cup of tea and go to bed. God bless everybody, and Merry Christmas is coming.